Hi, I'm Memes, and I will be narrating and producing a fan-made audiobook of Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint by Sing Shong. I thought I would create this foreword in order to handle some of the housekeeping for this project. First and foremost, I do not own the rights to Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint. I will not be monetizing this project in any way. If you want to use my voice to make your own transformative works like animatics or AMVs, all I ask is that you do not monetize it and send it my way, because I'd love to see it. I'm creating this audiobook to help make Orv more accessible, as some people can only listen to books, or they find it easier than reading visually, or they just prefer it. Orv is a story that I really love, so I want to make more people have the option to... I want to make more people read it. No, I mean I do. But I just want more people to have the option to read it if they're interested in it. My plan is to release roughly hour-long episodes every Saturday. Episodes will probably cover around 6 chapters. I might go shorter or longer depending on if there's a more natural stopping point in the story or if I find myself with too much free time. It's long, so it doesn't hurt to do an extra long episode on a week where I have some extra time. I'm gonna do my best to keep my update schedule consistent, but be forewarned, I am just one guy. Delays will be shared on social media. Speaking of social media, I will be on Twitter at OrvOutloud and on Tumblr at Orv-Outloud. I am not a professional narrator or a Korean speaker, so if you have corrections for my pronunciation or feel confused about the way I adapted something, please reach out. I can't say I'll have time to go back and retroactively correct things, but I will apply any feedback I can going forward. The last thing I want to talk about in this foreword is some of the nitty-gritty details of adapting Orv into an audiobook. First, Orv is originally in Korean and was translated by two different translators, Rainbow Turtle and A Passing Wanderer. There were changes made in the way things were translated when the translator changed over. To avoid confusion, the document I will be reading from will be the Orv EPUB that has standardized the translation to match that of Rainbow Turtle throughout the novel. I will provide a link in the description as to where you can access this EPUB yourself. Translation aside, another challenge to adapting Orv into audio is that Orv employs non-traditional formatting to convey certain elements of the story, and when read aloud, these visual markers are lost. To compensate, I will be using a combination of minimal sound effects, audio editing, and voice acting as signifiers of them. Here are the examples I can demonstrate ahead of time with minimal spoilers. Digital and mental communication will be preceded by this. If it's a long conversation, I will only use a swish for the first and last message. I don't want it to sound like your phone is blowing up. System messages will be preceded by this. Text from the fourth wall and quotes from Ways of Survival will be preceded by this. True voice will have a mild echo effect. Censored information will sound like this. There's a significant amount of onomatopoeia in this novel. I plan on making these noises with my mouth unless someone begs me to stop. I'm trying to find the balance between clarity and not overwhelming the audiobook with sound effects, so some of this might be subject to change. I'm going to provide a transcript of this episode since it's just me talking, but otherwise, if you want to read along, the EPUB is your friend. I think that's everything I wanted to say ahead of time. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm excited to be your reader.